Good Tuesday morning. With us is Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with GE and PCBs, an issue that has been around an awful long time in our region.
Well, after 6 years and more than $1 billion being spent, the cleanup of toxic PCBs from the Upper Hudson River by General Electric is over, according to GE. The company is dismantling its rigs and barges and other equipment used for the major dredging project, but some are saying they're shutting down before the job is done. Both GE and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency had reached an agreement back in 2002 to clean up about 2.65 million cubic yards of tainted river sediments, which it has dredged and processed at a plant in Fort Edward. That is the site of the plant that dumped the PCBs into the river over several decades. But some other federal agencies, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, are saying the cleanup work is not over. They're saying unsafe levels of PCBs are being left behind because the original agreement underestimated how much was in the river in the first place, and that could leave river fish unsafe to eat for decades. These and other groups are calling on GE and the EPA to go back and come up with another agreement to finish the job before they leave. GE says they did everything they promised to do, and the job is done.
Well, it's holiday time, Mike. A chance for us to wish everyone peace and joy and happiness. Oh, little town of Bethlehem.
Well, as our reporter Kathleen Crowley puts it today in her front page story, if there's no Merry Christmas in Bethlehem, there's going to be no Happy Hanukkah either. Officials in the Albany County town of Bethlehem are refusing to post a Merry Christmas sign this year at the Four Corners. That's a major town intersection. And to be even-handed about it, they've taken down the Happy Hanukkah sign. Their explanation is the town didn't want to violate any laws. A group based in Arizona, called Alliance of Defending Freedom, sent the town a letter last week saying it's okay to post Merry Christmas signs. It's allowed. This group has advocated for free expression across the country, and they note the irony that the town's name is Bethlehem. But when asked why they would not post the Merry Christmas sign, one resident was told by the town attorney that the display of holiday imagery on town property raises issues about the separation of church and state, and while law clearly allows municipalities to display a menorah and a Christmas tree, it does not address written signs. And he says that it might also distract motorists as they're driving through the major intersection. The Happy Hanukkah sign was recently removed, and town officials say they're just following the advice of their attorneys. So there you have it, David. Happy holidays.
I think that could all be summed up in one phrase. Bah humbug. Well, Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, thanks for sharing that wonderful holiday story. And of course, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you, David.
You can find out more at timesunion.com.